This is Wednesday Interruption, episode number 141, The Stick, for Wednesday, October 17th, 2012. On this week's episode, a man jumps from space, and Don is not impressed, the chance of a global bacon shortage, and Rod Stewart falls into a fireplace. All that and so much more coming up right now on Wednesday Interruption.
Wednesday, the middle of your week, the day that stands between you and being one step closer to a relaxing weekend. The day that just never seems to end. Sounds like you need an interruption.
But I wanted to do horror stuff with my friend.
My name is Nathaniel.
Them things got real twisted.
Oh, shit. Who wants to have some fun?
Come on. Oh, I have one speed, I have one gear. Go.
Everybody, and welcome to this episode of Wednesday Interruption, episode number 141 for Wednesday, October the 17th, 2012. Everybody is here except for Brianne today is Molly, Mary-Kate's sister, which is not the same, but it's...
Was that a sentence?
Even more fun!
What was... I don't... Everyone just started screaming and talking at once, and I don't know what just...
I was not screaming.
Okay, I didn't understand a word of what just happened. Someone go.
No.
Oh, everyone then said no at once. My gosh, you guys are terrible.
Yes. Actually, we're excellent.
True story.
No, awful.
Much like Wendy's lemonade.
The berry is also excellent.
Sure. Wendy's lemonade, okay.
How many times have we told this? Whatever. All right, continue
with
the...
It's a waste of time.
Yeah, continue with your intro.
I'm confused. Anyways, after last week's fantastic show that was just Don and I mean, just an absolutely amazing show. If we were eligible for Emmy Awards, we would certainly win one. And any other award like that. But it was a great show. And so that means that this show's clearly not going to, you know, meet the bar that show set.
You know
but,
what? I don't like it when you set us up with low expectations.
Well,
and that means that we're going to come out on top. Why would you not like that?
Low expectations.
This is the worst show we've ever done.
Yeah, this is going to be the worst show we've ever done. Just prediction.
Don, you say that every time.
So much, it's lost all meaning.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much true, though. Like, every show we do from here on out is just the worst show we've ever done.
I pretty much just spill water all over myself.
Cool
way to be an adult.
Story, bro. You...
Right.
And Don's going on Facebook because he's bored.
All right. Anyways, lots to talk about today, including, you know, a man jumped from space, which was a pretty big deal.
I saw it.
Which is a pretty big deal. We know who the Super Bowl halftime show is going to be.
No one's excited about me.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are just pieces of poop today. Man, let me tell you.
Thanks. We love you too.
And a bunch of other crap that apparently no one takes interest in. So let's be.
At least our poop is cool and stuff.
Okay, don't finish
poop.
That sentence.
Mm-mm.
Kevin had green poop today.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about what kind of poop your dog had.
That's the worst. That is the opposite of what I wanted to talk about.
We should also inform our listeners that Mary-Kate has a dog now.
Yep.
Named Kevin, hence the green poop.
Yeah, and he poops green, apparently.
Only one time,
which is not good. Maybe it was all the cat food he ate.
He does love cat food.
That's so
he was
strange.
Scarfing down cat food over the weekend like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, and Kevin doesn't scarf anything, so that was weird.
Well, cat food, apparently. But he's a pretty cool dog. He's now the official dog of Wednesday Interruption.
He could be the weather dog.
He could be the weather dog, except for I don't think that he would give very accurate weather reports. I think he would just, like, fall asleep during his weather report. That's what he does. He just chills. He's chilling out. Chilling out, Max, and relaxing all cool.
He just rolled over.
Yeah. Shooting some b-ball outside the school.
When a couple of guys, they were up to no good.
There's no more of that.
No more? Okay.
Mm-mm.
Fine. I have to take a hint. Let's chat a little bit here at the beginning of the show about Felix Baumgartner. We talked last week, Don and I did at least, not you two, about how he was going to jump from space or the edge of space. They kept calling it Red Bull's mission to the edge of space.
He didn't even leave the atmosphere. Whatever.
Yeah.
It totally looked like it, though. I was thinking about it because I was flying that same day, and when you fly, you can hit, 35,000 feet?
Yeah, 35,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I was looking at what it looks like outside the window, and it's like, there, it just looks so different than it looked from his capsule.
Well, he was 124,000 feet up.
Yeah.
I mean, he was considerably higher than you were.
So maybe I just looked at the wrong part.
Well, what do you mean? You looked at the wrong part.
Remember when we were watching him earlier in the day, and I was like, wow, he's really high. And you said, well, that's how high planes go.
Yeah.
When he was about there.
Oh, well, you also have to remember that they were shooting that with a wide-angle lens, so it's going to look a little different than your human eye.
Well, and you can also not see under your plane.
Also very true. I mean, hopefully not.
That would be awesome. We should install glass panels.
Yeah, glass-bottom boats.
That'd be a terrible idea.
You don't have to open it. You can put shutters.
What they should.
Fine.
A shutter would work in the bottom of a plane.
You should be quiet over there.
It could be on the inside.
Okay. What they should do. I have a solution.
What I mean, on the inside. Okay, you could close them yourself.
Hold on. I have a solution to alleviate this problem. We just mount cameras to the bottom of the plane and route it through the in-flight TV service.
No, I'd rather have glass bottom plane.
Yeah.
Okay, but what are you gonna do with the luggage then? The luggage sits under you when you're on a plane.
No, but what you do is, instead of putting it... Sorry, go ahead.
You put it above you?
Instead of putting it through, making it invisible, or putting the feed through to the entertainment system, you make it FBI invisibility cloaks, and it comes up through the floor. The feed comes up through the floor.
Oh, so you're saying you put screens on the floor?
Thing.
Right, so you could still have luggage and see what's under you.
And it would still feel like you... Yeah, Molly's idea is best.
It's a little pricey.
You know what?
I'm not going to lie.
Just taking care of all those insurance claims from a glass plane.
I was watching a documentary on Air Force One, and if you want to talk about a pricey plane, I mean... Mm-hmm. That plane is...
I want to talk about how many times you referenced that.
Okay.
What's your thing?
To you, maybe several. But it was a cool documentary, so suck it.
It was cool. You know what? You suck it.
And the hostility.
Oh, Molly is waving somebody off. We take precedent.
Molly, do you have my dog, my other dog?
No, but he left all of his toys in my room.
That's because he loves you.
Anyways.
Only when I play with him.
Anyways, so this guy jumped from space.
The edge of space.
I do need to say something about this.
Yes.
Am I the only one that's not impressed at all?
Yes.
Like I don't care. I don't care at all.
I'd like to see you do that.
I wouldn't, and I don't care.
He fell at 830 miles per hour.
Good for him. I don't care.
That's pretty awesome. And he was flipping, and the most impressive part of the whole thing was that he fell at 830 miles per hour and broke the sound barrier. And then, after that, he was just doing crazy, crazy flips and couldn't keep control of himself. And somehow he was able to get control of himself while falling at 300 miles an hour.
Great. I don't care. Good for you, sir.
I think it's pretty cool.
Really? Ask me his name in 2 days. I won't remember.
Felix Baumgartner.
The only reason I know is because people keep talking about it. Sorry, sir. I don't care about you at all.
I think we lost Molly.
I think so, too.
It's a terrible screen cap of her. Oh, wait, never mind.
Oh, wait, nope. She's still
back.
Here.
Oh, that was weird. Bagans.
I'm not still here. I'm back.
You Bagans in here.
You're back.
Rant.
He broke the record for highest jump out of a balloon, 128,100 feet above New Mexico. He's the first human to break the sound barrier without... mechanical help. And that's a pretty big deal. What do you mean? What do you mean?
I'm not impressed.
Why are you? What would impress you?
This is stupid. There are so many other things to care about. Why do I have to care about this?
I don't think you have to, though. I think that's what's kind of cool about this is, it was a YouTube thing.
Are you impressed when people go to the moon?
Yes. So the moon is cool.
So why is this not impressive then?
Because I just like that has this serves zero purpose.
No, they got a bunch of data about
humans.
Got a bunch of scientific and medical data about, you know, humans, and I don't exactly know what exactly they captured.
We know a lot of stuff about the stratosphere, like whatever.
And now we know a lot more. And we also know what happens to a human when they fall at the speed of sound.
Which is data that will help no one else ever again.
Sure it will. What if you fall out of...
I don't know how they're going to use it.
What if you...
What if I fall out of a space balloon? Gup, can't it be?
No, but like, what if like in further space flight or something, what if like they're trying to figure out, you know, an escape plan for people who are going up into space... And they now one of the options can be, well, we can just dump you out and you can fall to Earth.
If you've got all this high-tech specialized equipment. And if
no, if you've
case,
got if you've got a parachute.
If you've got saran wrap and a parachute.
Parachute and your NASA suit on and you're good.
Yeah, well, what if you don't have that? Then you're still climbing into an escape
then
pod.
What the hell are you doing on a space shuttle?
That's what I'm saying. These are trained professionals. This guy is just some guy.
That's what's impressive.
No, he's logged over 7,000 skydives.
He's some guy. I don't care.
But if he's some guy, shouldn't that make it more impressive?
No.
Yeah.
I think so.
He's not like some crazy scientist.
No, he's just some guy that's like, oh, I'm going to do this. And everybody's like, oh my God, let's freak out. I don't care, sir. Move on.
He freefalled.
You're just no fun.
Like I said, there are so many other things to care about. I don't want to waste time on this guy.
I think, honestly, that the most impressive thing for me was not actually his dive or his jump, but the fact, because, you know, the guy who was in Mission Control did this back in 1960 from 19 miles up. So, you know, my whole point is, like, it's not like technology enabled him to do this, because you could do it in 1960, allegedly. But what was cool about it was we got to watch it all from multiple cameras live on the internet. That's what blows my mind.
That is... Yeah. That is cool. I will give you that, but I don't care about this man.
Well,
it's not the same though, because in the 1960s they used a different apparatus that slowed him down slowed him down more, so he didn't fall with the same rate.
Yeah, but I think that my point is,
wow,
I just think that's
going
more impressive.
Science nerd.
It's what I am.
Someone
apparatus
has to, because the three of us don't know anything.
It's a weird word in my life. I don't like it. Apparatus.
It's like a daily thing for me. That's okay.
So, anyways, I think it's cool. Everybody thinks it's cool except for Don.
That's right. And if you want to join anti-team, that guy with the name, be on my team.
That guy with the name.
I forgot it already.
There's been freaking out lately from people that we're not going to have enough bacon for next year. And we haven't.
Mostly it's just going to get expensive.
We haven't had a chance to talk about this yet because.
You know who would be upset? Kevin.
Kevin likes bacon. Kevin's also just chilling. Is he nomming on something over there? It kind of looks like
no, he's asleep.
Oh, well, Of course he is. what else would he be doing?
What does he do all the time?
Sleep. You're going to have a fat dog pretty soon on your hands if you don't watch
him. No, I don't, because I walk him all the time.
Yeah, but then he also sleeps all day.
Yeah, but he's been on like 6 walks today.
That's a lot of walks.
Exactly.
It's unnecessary.
That's probably why he sleeps all the time, actually.
Probably. New data shows that...
His legs are like this one. Sorry.
So the European Union pig herd. The European Union, they just screw everything up, by the way.
That's correct, yes.
Blame them
good
for everything.
Good thing Brian's not here, because I
they
have this feeling...
They won a peace prize.
Yeah, right? The European Union won a peace prize. Explain me that. I don't understand...
Well, you know, when Athens goes up in flames because they can't sustain the euro, you get a peace prize.
It's peace. That's his peace.
Yeah. There you go.
So I go.
Well done.
So all I have to do is go, like, start burning stuff, and I'll get a peace prize.
Yes.
Pretty much.
All you have to do is pick one of the most historic cities in America, burn it to the ground, and be like, peace prize!
Where's my peace prize? Come on now.
So, yeah. There you go. Have fun.
Apparently, they also have a bunch of pigs over there. And so
over there in Europe
and the pig herd is declining at a significant rate. And of course, this is far more alarming than anything else in the world happening right now.
Especially in Europe.
And so pig farmers have been plunged into loss by high pig feed costs, and this is a global failure of harvests and all this stuff. And so,
well, yeah, I mean, we had the drought, and then you have all the issues with corn. It's just like what happened to corn in Mexico when we started using it for gas. Yeah.
Exactly. The end. Mm-hmm. But bacon is far more important than any of those things.
Than feeding the people in Mexico.
Yes.
I have to disagree.
Well, hold on. We can feed them with bacon.
They would rather have corn.
They'd die in like 2 years.
I'm not saying they eat bacon like all day, every day. The only, you know, food they eat is bacon.
They eat corn all day, every day.
So yeah, corn goes into everything in the United States, even batteries.
So we substitute it with bacon.
What? Corn is in batteries?
Yeah, corn's in batteries. Like a component of corn is in batteries.
That don't make no sense.
It's true.
Well, I am...
You're lying.
No, look it up.
I, for one... I'm worried about the bacon shortage. Or it being...
I might have made it worse the other day by making bacon maple cupcakes. So sorry about that.
Yeah, that would be worse. That's gross-a-rex.
That sounds fantastic.
I know. They were excellent.
What were they?
That sounds amazing.
Bacon maple...
Yeah, maple bacon cupcakes, but they were made with like a butter pecan mix, and it was amazing.
I just vomited in my mouth.
Yeah. Oh my god, that sounds incredible. You guys are stupid.
I've had bacon cookies before, and they were nasty.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
It was like dog food.
Every time you say something about bacon, you're like, oh, I'm going to try that. And every time you do, you hate it.
Yeah,
so
I do, but at least I try it.
You know what?
Apparently, I just hate everything today. I'm sorry.
It still smells like dog food.
Yeah, Don's got a giant stick up his ass. So
someone shoved their boot up my poop.
Don't worry. By the end of the show, it will ease its way out.
I'm not going in to dig it out, so... I guess we're dealing.
And what's happening to me?
I was watching Honey Boo Boo last night, by the way.
It's on my DVR.
Good stuff. That was good stuff.
Is it a good one? Is Caitlin born?
Oh, yeah. Well, the season's over. It was just a repeat of the season finale. Oh. Baby Caitlin was born, yes. Yes.
And I haven't seen the finale yet, so it's on my DVR.
Well, you're missing out on some good TV, let me tell you.
I love Honey Boo Boo.
It's just good television.
It is. It's just entertaining. Don, are you going to bring your stick ass back into this?
I'm just not even going to say anything on this time.
Don is like...
I just hate everything today.
Don is like Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino today. He just...
Get off my lawn.
He just hates the world. And then he's going to get shot by a bunch of Asians. I'm sorry if you haven't seen that movie, because I just spoiled it. But...
Yeah, you did. You made a giant spoiler alert in there.
Nonetheless... everyone's seen that movie by now.
I haven't.
If they haven't, they're not going to.
You haven't seen it, really?
No, I really haven't.
I was in the room when you were watching it.
That's not true.
No, I really was.
Was I doing homework?
No, we were at the MacGuffin's house.
Was I kissing a boy?
Unless it was TJ, no.
Ew, yeah. No.
Nobody is, I hope, Gran Torino isn't really a movie you're going to, like, kiss your way through.
I think that it freaked me out, and I hung out in the kitchen.
No, you sat by the TV with me and Megan.
Okay, I don't remember this at all.
I mean, you were obviously wasted.
Right, because I spend so much of my time wasted.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody went ahead and decided to do a study. I don't even know if this is a study so much as it is just someone wanted to know the answer to this question, and so they asked somebody who they thought might know. And this is what it came up with. The headline is "Why cheese tastes better when it's melted."
What?
Oh.
Please tell me that is not a study, and we did not waste funding on that. That's terrible.
I bet you Britain did.
I don't think it's actually funding. I just think that. Well, okay. This comes from a big caveat
science.
Here. This is science for starters.
Science.
This comes.
I miss sound clips.
I know. Me
yeah.
Too.
Seriously.
Seriously. Seriously.
Seriously.
Seriously. Get on it.
Okay.
What she said.
This comes from Business Insider, and if you know anything about Business Insider, they suck and aren't very good at finding content, and so they write stories like this. So all this looks like just somebody, this person who wrote this, Kim Basine, was just like, I need a story to write, and so I'm curious why melted cheese is better than non-melted cheese, and so she asked Daniel Enberg at PopSci, and... And he said it's about how it feels in the mouth, which is weird. What's going on over there?
Just want to say, what's it feels in the mouth. That's where it's at.
There was something going on before this.
Yeah, no. But that pushed it way over the edge.
Yeah.
But all right, fine. I'll explain to you what was happening. We weren't paying attention to you at all. And then you said how it feels in the mouth, and that was all we caught.
It was the ball.
So that's how it went down.
But look, I got done stick out.
Oh wow, Mary Kate.
I did.
Yeah, Kate, don't. Let's not do that.
He's smiling in his heart. Because there's not a stick in his ass.
So let's see. Moving on.
Jacob hates us.
Well, Jacob, this is what this show is about.
Just trying to find a story that will.
We'll find a story appropriate for fifth graders, because that's how I feel today.
That's about the size of a person you are, a fifth grader.
Thanks, Molly.
No, it's true. You're little.
So, stories, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm just trying to find a story that
Do
will...
Do you want to talk about Kevin's green poop again?
Please.
No, not particularly.
Please talk about his green poop.
I just still would like to know why he happened. That happened.
Why he happened?
He happened because I needed him in my life real good.
Cool story, bro. Yep.
Yeah, this is... Yeah, let's talk about something,
This is, in fact, the worst show I've ever done.
I told you. I disclaimed it.
Is it because I started it with Kevin's green poop?
No.
I don't think that was the problem at all.
No.
Then I would like to say I'm talented for not ruining a show with green poop.
I don't think the fact that you keep bringing it up is helping.
No, not even a little bit.
I think it's funny.
There's this dude...
Yeah.
Yeah, he can remember everything that he's done in his entire life.
No, he can't. He's lying.
Wait, are we talking birth, too?
Well, I don't know about that.
How far back are we talking?
He could remember if he was watching Gran Torino with his sister, probably.
Well, I'm sure he could remember that. He's a 20-year-old dude. He's one of just a handful of people in the world who are baffling scientists with their ability to recall every detail of every day of their lives, a condition known as superior...
No, that's a real thing.
Superior autobiographical memory.
But, he's blinding them with science.
So he can't remember stuff about other people.
Well, no, he can.
If it has a relation to him, it definitely.
Yeah, he's very narcissistic.
But he's only, like, crazy awesome at remembering stuff about himself.
Well, I mean, like, what do you mean by that?
It says autobiographical.
Yeah, but, like, if he interacted with somebody else, he'll remember that.
Right, but like, he wouldn't be awesome at remembering birthdays.
Then that would be biographical.
Like, he doesn't remember, I guess, I'm sure he remembers birthdays real well, but I don't know. Anyways, he can answer questions like, what was the weather like on May 30th, 2007?
And get it right.
That's really cool.
And he said, like, can you remember what you were doing on March 15th, 2003? And he can remember exactly what he was doing.
How do they verify it?
Something like the weather is pretty easy to verify.
Yeah, but what were you doing?
Well, maybe they just talked to people that he was doing stuff with.
I don't know. Seems cool to me.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be
so
that'd
Don
be fun.
Is not impressed by the guy in space.
Yeah.
Nope.
This guy works for him.
Jump
well,
from.
Well, this is a truly exceptional human. Like, think about it.
Thank you. Exactly.
Well, see, the thing of it is. I've heard these stories before. I was watching the Today Show or Good Morning America or one of those pieces of crap in the morning, and they were talking about this. I think it was the Today Show, and they were talking about this, and apparently the people who have this thing pretty much hate it because they'd like to forget a lot of stuff, and they just can't.
Well, I mean, I would feel really overwhelmed.
Yeah, you'd feel so overwhelmed. They say, like, everything you look at reminds you of something, and so you're constantly going on, you know, thinking and thinking and thinking about
different
things from your past. I'd be like, shut up, mind. I want to just eat soup.
Yeah, like, how would you ever go to sleep? That'd be hard.
I know. It would be very difficult.
You'd be like, this day reminds me of the time I went to sleep yesterday, which reminds me of the time I went to sleep the like, day before that. Oh, no.
Do they try to, like, treat people?
I don't know.
Or do they just celebrate them?
Like, what do you mean?
I'm going to throw them a party every day.
Every day.
That's all
like,
I remember.
You're so mm-hmm. cool that you can do this. The end. Or are they like, let's see if we can make you forget.
Well, science definitely likes to, okay, science likes to study freaks. So, you know, science is definitely studying these people because they're all like, what's up with this?
Yeah, like science is a person.
Yes.
Science is a person.
I've personified science. Thomas Dolby.
That's right. Yeah.
Thomas Dolby is science.
Yes.
If you are in... that's terrible noise!
If you're in a wind tunnel.
That's what space sounds like when you're falling. 800.
I don't hear it.
That's because it's your fault.
Yeah.
You're like the person who farts and can't smell it.
That's not real.
It's not the same.
It's exactly
not a
like
thing.
Senile, I'm pretty sure that doesn't happen.
I was watching.
Do you want me to like leave?
Yes, just leave. Go away.
No, I'm wondering how to fix it because I don't hear it.
If
it's gone,
it's gone now. It's fine. I was.
You still want me to leave?
Yes.
Yes.
No, no, I'm kidding. Don't leave. Oh, she actually left.
She actually left. Wow.
Oh, that's not cool, bro.
You should block her. Learn that lesson.
Yeah. If you block somebody on Google Hangouts, it's impossible to ever get back in a Hangout with them. It's,
yeah, it's
not.
It's
I spent
funny.
The better part of an hour last time Brianne was actually on the show trying to get back in, which was months ago, trying to get back into to a Hangout. Which, by the way, do we talk? She's at the Tigers game tonight, right?
Yeah.
Oh, lucky.
Why?
I don't know. I don't really care.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, you don't care about baseball.
Nope, I don't. all right, so you think Mary Kate's ever going to come back?
No.
She's going to teach us a lesson first by staying away.
Yeah, she's going to think that she's teaching us a lesson. She'll spend five minutes away.
She'll come back like, did you miss me?
We'll all be hurting.
So then everybody needs to think of something hilarious to say when she comes back, completely off topic.
Okay, let's get some catch-up.
Exactly.
Our Super Bowl performer. Everyone want to know who was performing at the Super Bowl this year?
I already know.
Don already knows, so he continues to have stick up his ass. I will tell you, it is your boy, Don's boy, Beyonce. She will...
Because when I think football, I think Beyonce.
Well, see, they've had this weird thing, the Super Bowl, where they had to do all these old acts that were safe because, you know, Janet Jackson ruined it for everybody. Mm-hmm. And then last year was the just terrible. Was it the Black Eyed Peas and...
It was
Madonna, that's right.
Okay, I'm going to be real with you. I missed who it is.
Okay, it's
it's Jimi Hendrix.
It's actually Psy from Gangnam Style. He's gonna.
That's a good idea.
No, it's not. I'm kidding. I could have totally gone off on that though, and you never would have known. Like you would just be waiting until that the Super Bowl, and then they would announce.
I would have probably been at a party with people, and it probably would have been really embarrassing.
And you would have been like, I thought it was Psy. I was excited for Psy.
And then you'd be really, really, really disappointed when Sting came out.
And you'd she loves Sting.
I got you again.
It's not Sting.
Who is it?
It's not Sting. It's not Sting.
I'm disappointed because I love Sting.
No, it's not. It's not Sting.
No,
it's definitely not. It's Rick Springfield.
Yep.
He's going to sing Jesse's Girl three times and then leave the stage. No, it's not him either. Who do you, Mary-Kate, who do you think it is?
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God, she'll probably be there.
She probably will.
No.
I'm in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God, you guys are in the Super Bowl.
keep going. You got one more guess. She's on her phone now. What are you doing?
My neighbor is weird. I don't know. I'm worried my neighbor needs me.
Okay. All right. It's your boy Beyonce, by the way.
Mama Beyonce.
Yes. Mama Beyonce.
Named her daughter Blue, because that's a good idea.
Blue 1-4, Mom.
Blue Ivy.
Right, just 4.
It's not blue 1-4. Blue 4. So as I was saying, they've done a bunch of old geezers that were safe, and then because Janet Jackson ruined it for everybody with her boob. And then
the NFL ruined it with everything by putting on the Black Eyed Peas.
The Black Eyed Peas were there. Madonna was awful last year. And then
true story. That was really horrendous. But Molly, do you remember that in our Super Bowl party the year of Janet Jackson, you and I were the only ones that saw the boob because all the adults were doing dishes?
Yes, I do. I remember screaming.
And nobody believed us. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. We were like it was terrible because we were the only ones that actually saw it and nobody believed it. Not our parents.
Young children watching that were the reason why they put on the old safe people.
This is very true.
I missed it. I had left the room because I found halftime boring and went to go play video games.
Well, I got news for you. Janet Jackson was also disappointing and boring.
Yeah.
Well, it was also your boy Justin Timberlake, so.
I like him, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay.
I'd rather see his boob.
I like him now a lot more than I did when that happened.
Well, yeah, I think that's pretty much true for everybody. No one actually liked NSYNC.
No,
I did.
No one liked him as a singer.
I still
He's much
do.
Better as like
I listened
being
to the
hilarious.
NSYNC Christmas album today.
Okay, the Christmas one is good. I will admit that.
It's also October. I'm not getting into this again.
It is October 16th. But we did last year determine that the official start of Christmas is the day after Thanksgiving.
Day after Halloween.
No, it's not.
Thank you,
no,
Molly.
Absolutely
yeah!
not.
Well,
day
hold
after
on.
Halloween.
Hold on. You act
You're overshadowing another holiday.
You act...
There's another one in there. I've got my stick back.
You act like this is
just an excuse to eat. It's not really a holiday.
It is a holiday. It's about family.
It's about pilgrims and Indians.
For some people, it's about Indians.
And casinos.
For some people, it's about depression. For some people, it's about.
Hey.
Don't talk
hold
to
on.
Me like that.
Hold on. You all think. That this is somehow up for debate, but we have...
No, it's not.
It's not, because it's the day after Thanksgiving. We had a poll that solidified that with...
Fine, I'm still going to listen to Christmas music in the shower tomorrow.
You do whatever you want, but just know you're wrong.
I also watched Elf last week.
My gosh. You're just...
I watched National Lampoon's Family Christmas.
Me too, with you.
It's
just not even fun to watch those things when it's not close to Christmas.
Not, it's October.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's wrong.
They're funny films, regardless.
National Lampoon's is funny all year round.
Sick and wrong.
I watch it in July.
Sick and wrong.
Except for January. I cannot do Christmas movies in January. Too close.
Hey, if some of you live in Texas, one of you.
I live in Texas.
This is from Springtown, Texas. I don't know where
no
that's
idea
at. Okay, yeah, okay. Didn't think so. A Texas mom said she okayed her 15-year-old daughter's spanking punishment at school, but is questioning the severity of the single whack.
That happens all the time. That's called licks.
Licks?
And that is a thing that's still alive and strong here. Yeah, people
in private schools?
No, it's public schools.
In public schools.
Hell
they
yeah.
They have, like, boards or, like, not like a switch, but, like, almost the thickness of a ruler, and instead of giving them on the wrist or on the top of the hands, on the knuckles or something, they actually give them on the booty. You get licks as a disciplinary action.
Do you have to opt into it?
No, this is understood as a policy of our school. Like, Valerie, when Michael started school, he got licks in public school. And then he went home and got spanked.
Now,
Texas is awesome.
Texas is awesome.
That's fantastic.
I don't want the school making the decision for me, though. Like, fine, if I want to spank my kid, but...
Then take your kid to a different school, or don't raise him in Texas.
Now, the problem here,
life lessons.
The woman is not objecting to the spanking. The woman is objecting to how violent the spank was. She said it was violent.
I also feel like 15 is old.
Did it leave a mark? How can you tell
what
it was
did they
violent?
Do to deserve
are you just
spanking?
Going by... Are you just going by what the kid said? Because the kid's going to be like, yeah... It was violent.
Well,
they
what I said
hit.
Was,
yeah.
So the girl, Taylor, initially received a 2-day in-school suspension for allegedly letting a classmate copy her homework, but then opted for an optional spanking to this is weird, to void the second day. So she only got a 1-day in-school suspension, and she traded in the second day for a spanking.
She's 15?
This is weird. She's 15.
This is weird.
Okay, I feel like licks and spankings and all that are not okay. When you start, once you've started puberty, because that gets like iffy.
Get
like, what if you have really pretty,
yeah.
like,
I,
yeah,
like, who gives her the lick?
The vice principal gave her the lick. and which sounds weird. Can we call it a spanking? A lick just sounds like a whole different thing.
that's what they call them, licks.
And it was a single blow with a large wooden paddle.
See, I told you, paddle.
It was a big old paddle. Now, I had a friend in high school, Pete, who made a spanking paddle for fun because he was a weird kid. But
the child made it?
What do you mean, like the child made it? What do you mean?
We're not talking about the story, Mary Kate.
Yeah, no. Did you miss the part where I said my friend Pete in high school?
No, I'm talking about your friend Pete, the child.
Yeah, he made it. He wasn't a child.
It's not his parents.
No, he made it for as a gift to a teacher, and it was a big giant wooden paddle about this thick, and it had holes in it like Swiss cheese, so it was aerodynamic, so you could get really good velocity on it and get a real good spanking in there.
We had one too, don't you remember, Mary Kate, in the band? It was called the Board of Motivation. It was made by a 2x4.
Yeah, we actually did Bob threaten Mike. Freshmen with it though.
You did?
A little bit.
I mostly just made him stand at attention for a long time.
We'll give you a crack. That's what they call it.
I don't want any, thanks, though.
So.
Will you lick me, though? I'd like a lick.
It's, yeah.
Oh, baby, I'm a butter yo bread.
Now, the other problem with it.
Do you think Kevin would like a lick? Probably if I gave him a Skittle.
I don't think he would like a Skittle.
Probably not.
You have Skittles? Oh, I'm so jealous.
Don, look what I bought. I bought the big bag of Skittles Riddles.
Oh my
god.
I've
been eating them for weeks.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That'd be like a weekend for me, not gonna lie.
Yeah, that's like a day. Maybe.
Bangor University graduate Jamie Fox has a...
Where's Bangor?
I don't care. Don't know.
Maine.
I feel like it's famous.
Doesn't matter.
It's in Maine.
Point is, he's got an awesome job.
Oh, Bangor.
Yeah, dude. Bangor, Maine.
Not Bangor.
I'm sorry, it's Bangor. What do you want me to pronounce
it? Yeah, but you said it stupid.
Say it like a northerner. Say it like you belong.
Bangor.
Bangor.
No.
Bangor.
If we go to Maine and you say that, I will not be associated with you.
Bangor.
Who's that?
I've been to Bangor, Maine. It's a cool place.
He is 22 years old. He graduated from Bangor. And he couldn't find a job, so he is now employed.
So he's like everyone else.
Exactly, but he's got a pretty awesome. He did find a job. He is a human scarecrow. So he sits.
Is someone really paying him to do this?
Someone's really paying him. There's an oil seed rape field at.
I'm sorry, what?
Did you just say that? Like
rape is a plant.
I'm sure.
Oil seed rape, yes.
What?
Sounds iffy.
Rape is a plant, I swear. You can look it up. Don't make me look it up.
I don't like it.
I'm looking it up.
There's got to be a better way to say that.
It could be rape. I don't know, but I do know that rapeseed, yeah, is a cultivated plant and oil source.
Oh, yeah. That's actually really good for your hair, skin, and nails.
Yeah, so... yeah, rapeseed. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It is rapeseed field. In this town in Maine, apparently. And their conventional bird scares have not worked. So they hired Mr. Fox, and he uses an accordion and a cowbell to frighten birds away. And he just sits...
That sounds like fun.
Well, not fun. He sits
if you
up,
wanted
I,
to...
I think it sounds
if
like
you
fun.
Wanted to, if you wanted to scare the birds, you might as well just show them stealth. No. Oh, come on! A Jamie Fox joke? You guys are killing me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How do I put up with this?
He wears...
Yeah, this is why he's a grouch.
This is why he's a grouch. No one gets his obscure references.
It wasn't obscure at all.
Yeah, it was. No one likes Jamie Foxx.
That was the point. That movie was terrible.
Exactly. That's why I didn't see it.
No one saw it.
Whatever.
I saw it and I like it, and I don't remember Jamie Foxx being in it.
Yeah, he's like one of the four main people.
Yeah.
Do you retain any movies that you watch, Mary Kate?
I thought Stealth was the one with Jessica What's-Her-Butt.
Jessica Biel's in it too. She's the only girl in the entire like.
Michael Fox is not in that movie.
No, Jamie
Fox. Fox is not.
Jamie Fox.
Okay, okay, I'm on board now.
Yeah, there you go. Just catching up a little bit there.
Sorry.
Yeah. He graduated in the summer with a degree in music and English.
That's why he doesn't have a job.
Yeah, right. And he earns 250 euros a week, scaring partridges away from the 10.
Wait, Bangor, Maine, and he earns
euros. Maybe he's not in Maine.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe you guys are. I mean, this isn't the BBC. Well, no, this isn't the BBC, so they probably just converted it. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know.
250 euros is a nice round number.
That's a very good point.
You know what I mean?
Not sure. Maybe they just rounded it. Who cares? It's not important. The point is, he scares scarecrows for a living. The end.
No, he scared his crows. He is a scarecrow.
I'm sorry. He doesn't scare scarecrows.
Yeah, Dumbo. Who scares scarecrows?
Okay.
I'm just saying, you'd have to pay me a lot to make me play an accordion and be with birds in a hot field all day. Like, a lot.
I'm not afraid of birds. I'm not afraid of birds, but you know what does kind of freak me out a little bit? Swans.
They're mean. They're terrible.
They're huge and disturbing.
The swans at your apartment complex are especially huge and frightening.
Yeah, and other residents feed them, and so anytime the swans see a human, they just think that the human is going to feed them, so they just start following you around. So, like, I'll get out of my car, and if there's a swan in sight, it'll start approaching me like it's going to get food for me. And I'm like, no, you freak me out. Go away.
You know, Kevin, when we were there, barked at a swan, and I was afraid that the swan was going to, like, eat Kevin. Do swans eat dogs?
No, they don't.
They're herbivores.
Don't think so.
Oh, wait. No, they might have some bugs.
I mean, the swan could have certainly attacked Kevin with its giant head and neck. And beak.
I wouldn't put it past it to maul Kevin, but I don't think it would consume him.
I don't want Kevin to get mauled.
Well, I don't want him to get mauled either. That's why he protected himself.
How come Don is asleep?
Because he's an ass clown.
I am not. I just wanted to put my head down.
Nope, he is an ass clown.
With a stick up his ass.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna quit.
I feel like that's the name of this episode, by the way.
What?
Don's ass.
I'm not putting anything about Don's ass in the title of this episode. I'm sorry.
The stick up Don's ass.
I'm not.
The stick up Don's ass.
I can put the stick. I call it the stick, but not up Don's ass. That's a little too. We didn't even name last week's episode the sex face when we easily could have named it the sex face.
Oh, we should have really should have.
Yeah.
We
really
should have.
What?
I will settle for the stick, but in my heart, it will be the stick up Don's ass.
Congrats. A man who was
And to everybody who listens to the show. So that works out.
Sorry, everyone. Mostly Don.
This dude broke into a house, and...
That's rude.
That is rude.
It is.
And he just started frying bacon.
That's weird. That's
we have a bacon shortage! It's totally rude!
Like especially rude. That's like using extra sugar during World War II.
That's like flushing your toilet when you have a water shortage.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe he did all of those things.
Or sprinkling,
probably did.
Watering your lawn. The man admitted his crimes in a St. Louis County Circuit Court. He was immediately sentenced to concurrent 7-year terms. Now, why was he...
7 years?
Well, let me explain. Because last September, a woman reported encountering the man in her home as well, saying he was frying bacon in her kitchen after stealing items there. So what his meme here, his MO, is he breaks into people's homes, steals a couple things, and then goes back in and fries some bacon.
Kind of like Which in even if... the Wet Bandit.
So exactly. It's almost like you walk into your house.
So he gets away with the crime first.
Yes, and then he goes and fries bacon in their home. Now, it's almost like...
No, see.
Does he eat it or does he leave it as evidence?
I think that what he does is he wants people to walk into their home and be like, oh, smells like bacon in here. Someone must have stolen things.
Yeah, I will stop you right there.
Yes.
Please.
Because even if he took their bacon and fried it and then ate it, that is still theft.
That's true. That's true.
So he's still going to be charged with burglary.
That's true. I mean, he did steal other things. They said.
But does he go in like for a second time, like the next day, or is it just?
No, I just think he like goes and like you know piles things in the car and then heads back in and fries some bacon.
What an idiot!
I know he's not an idiot of the week nominee though, but he could be.
But he could be.
He could be if you wanted him to be. Actually, our nominees are pretty good this week. Number one, the first one up here. Is this woman in Springfield? I'm assuming this is Illinois. I don't really know. Anyway, it's not important. Oh, no, this is
Springfield, Tennessee.
Springfield, Missouri. Springfield, Missouri.
Missouri.
Yes.
Mo.
She is accused of printing her own paychecks, giving herself a six-figure salary in the process. Now, she's not really nominated here. the nominee are the Walmart stores who accepted these checks and cashed them for her.
Nice.
I mean, that's pretty stupid. Yeah. Victoria Calbert, 40.
How many did she do before they figured it out?
Well, she's charged with 4 counts of felony forgery and 1 count of possessing forgery equipment, according to documents provided by the Greene County Prosecutor's Office. It was a September 11th and September 15th incident during which she allegedly cashed counterfeit checks at local Walmart stores, as well as from a September 27th search of her residence that police say turned up more counterfeit checks, fake military IDs, and related equipment. I feel like it's, I mean, like, and the checks were for $169,817.07.
And Walmart said, sure.
And Walmart was like,
you know what, you make six figures, you would want to cash your check at Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart was like, what the hell? If I was at Walmart, I'd just be like, surprised you don't have direct deposit. Seems weird.
Surprised you don't have a banker. Here's my question.
Oh, it is Missouri.
Give it to her in cash? Does Walmart have an extra $100,000?
Here's the weird thing. Sure. She attempted to pass 732 counterfeit checks, totaling the total was $169,817 of 732 total checks. But if she's cashing that many checks, don't you think the people in Walmart are like recognizing her? Like, that's not one per every two weeks.
Yeah, she's probably going to a different one.
Yeah, but there's not 732 Walmarts in Missouri.
Well, that says attempts. So she's probably been turned away for some.
515 were accepted.
Yeah, so 200 that weren't.
Too much of a percentage there.
And that's still a lot. That's still a lot. Yeah. And it also took them a year to figure out this was happening.
Wow. That's bad.
Yeah, this is Walmart. They're Walmart workers. What do you expect?
Still, like, you'd think corporate would be like,
Corporate doesn't have visibility to that. They just have
They're like, huh, there's stores in Missouri of conspicuous.
Oh,
Don
sounds like alien.
$60,000.
Don sounds like alien.
Plus, like, Walmart's corporate is in Arkansas.
That's true.
Also, Walmart, here's an interesting fact about Walmart in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Arkansas's campus, University of Arkansas, has a full Walmart on campus.
It's pretty cool.
And you can use, like, your hog bucks or whatever there, because Walmart is an unbelievable sponsor of the school.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, we have two HEBs at Texas State, so boom.
Heb.
Two.
Our second nominee this week.
John's not going to know who it is.
Okay, I'll wait for him to come back for a little bit.
Let's tell the stories of our hearts.
I can't wait forever. I have a life.
No, you don't. That's you just want to watch the presidential debate.
That's true. I don't have a life.
I ate too many Skittles. This makes me sad. Yeah. My heart.
Don's back.
He's back. Hooray.
Talk to make sure it's not crappy.
I'm here.
Oh, beautiful. Now we can go on to our second nominee, which is your boy Rod Stewart.
Sweet.
You know what? I heard an urban legend about Rod Stewart yesterday.
Cool story, bro. Rod Stewart has revealed that he took up yoga. What was your urban legend about Rod Stewart, by the way?
Nope, you lost the
Okay, cool. Rod Stewart revealed that he took up yoga, but he injured himself by tumbling into his fireplace doing a basic move. He was attempting to master a beginner's level balancing table position.
That's not hard.
Exactly.
Like, children do that.
Yeah. And then he fell into his
Molly, that's a back bend, right?
Yeah, it's like a bridge.
Yeah.
This is the quote from Rod Stewart. He said, a man came to the house to teach me the fundamentals. As I was attempting to master a beginner's level balancing table position, I fell over into the fireplace.
Was the fireplace on?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Doubt it. I don't know.
So did he get like cut up from the brick or something?
I'm sure he got cut up from the brick. But it's still not good to... I mean, I don't know if you should be practicing yoga that close to your fireplace. He's probably got a big enough house where he can have a little bit of buffer there, I'd imagine. Yeah. Or go into a room that doesn't have a fireplace.
I think you're overestimating Rod Stewart's wealth.
I think Rod Stewart's worth quite a bit of money. I'm curious.
Name three Rod Stewart songs. Go.
Rhythm of My Heart.
Not real.
What do you mean not real?
Nope. Doesn't exist.
Maggie May. Maggie May.
Eh.
That's awesome. I just named two Rod Stewart songs.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I'm looking him up on Celebrity Net Worth, by the way. I want to see what they say his net worth is. According to Celebrity Net Worth, Rod Stewart's net worth is $220 million.
So yeah, I doubt that.
I bet you that's
figures in yen.
He was named one of the top 100 singers of all time.
By who?
By Q Magazine.
Which is what?
I have no idea, but he was ranked number 33.
Yeah, it's probably some British propaganda.
Don't you be hating on Rod Stewart.
I always do.
Final nominee.
Rod Stewart's British?
Yeah.
I legitimately didn't know that.
I knew that.
Not having a good day.
No, not really.
No.
Good thing I took an exam today. Uh-oh.
That's probably what did it to you.
Wikipedia labels his net worth at $115 million, so there you go. And Wikipedia is never wrong.
True.
A little bit of disparity in those figures there.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. Two pranksters stole a goat from a petting zoo.
That's funny.
In Pacific Beach, California, and later returned it after giving it a pedicure.
That is fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the entire incident occurred about 2 a.m. Sunday. It was caught on surveillance video. On the video, a woman is seen hopping over a fence at the PB Pumpkin Patch in Pacific Beach to steal a goat. And then she steals it, she scoops up the goat, she unlocks the fence, she runs away. An accomplice is seen in the background. The next day, the thieves dropped the goat off unharmed. After they dropped off the goat, they left immediately. However, they did dress him up a bit for another day on display with pink painted nails.
I love it.
The owner,
I think that's great.
The owner does not want to press charges.
I would say thank Probably you. Would you come steal the other ones and do them in different colors?
Right.
That would take a lot of nail polish, though, if you think about that. Like a whole hoof.
That's true.
Oh my gosh. Well, and like
a long time.
The smelliness, like I'm guessing these people were not equipped to house and deal with a goat.
I don't know, overnight. Maybe they were. How do you know?
I don't know. I don't know. But you know what? I have tried to paint Kevin's nails and he will not sit still.
Why would you do that to him?
Because I would like him to have blue nails.
Why?
Didn't he try to lick it too? Like wouldn't the goat try to lick the nail polish off and like slowly be poisoned to death?
I don't know. Can a goat lick its foot?
Yeah, it just bends and brings it up.
So that's
just like what? You would do if you wanted to lick your foot.
I don't want to lick my foot.
Good.
It's a good choice.
So those are our nominees. Who you got?
I forgot the middle guy already.
All right.
It was Rod Stewart.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I forgot the middle.
I choose
The rhythm
Rod
of
Stewart.
My heart is beating like a drum with the words I love you rolling off my tongue. That's Rod Stewart.
Yeah, no one knows Rod Stewart's song.
Nope.
I'm going to go with Walmart people.
Okay. Thank you. Don, who do you vote for?
Oh, I have to go with Rod Stewart.
Yes. Molly?
I also want to add a protest that the goat lady is included in Idiot of the Week.
That's true, because I think that's
like
awesome.
Cool. Of the week.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I think the goat lady is cool.
So she's not an idiot?
She didn't get charges pressed yet. That's pretty cool.
Okay, fine. So you can't vote for the goat lady. So we're all voting for Rod Stewart.
No, we're not.
I vote for Walmart. The Walmart cashier.
I vote for Rod Stewart. Because the rhythm
also,
of my heart is beating like a drum. Yes.
I'm going to the Breakfast of Folklore Champions. I think you guys should be excited.
What's that?
Is that what it's called?
Yes. It is legitimately on the program as Breakfast of Folklore Champions.
Do you have to eat Wheaties?
I don't know what we eat.
No.
But I eat it. Okay.
Not allowed to eat right. Wheaties. It's General Mills.
But I'm going to eat with Sharon Sherman. From Oregon.
Ooh.
She's a very famous folklorist. We have folklore champions, and we're eating with them. I think it's funny. It's very hokey.
Yeah, that's very folklore of you. All right. Anything else anybody wants to mention before we leave?
Yeah, one more thing about folklore. We were all nervous before our exam today, and some girl asked our professor if she would sing to us to make us feel better beforehand, and she did.
What did she sing?
She made up a song, and it was great. And it was about house types and that we would be okay and that someday we might get a man that has an eye house. Yeah.
See, if I asked one of my professors to sing to me, she would laugh in my face and say, "You need to start studying."
Yep.
Cool story, bro. All right.
I thought it was a cool story.
I enjoyed it.
With that, we are done.
Do they want us to sing them out?
No.
No.
I can put on some Rod Stewart, though.
No.
Okay, that's really enough out of you. Anyways, that's going to do it for this episode of Wednesday Interruption, episode number 141 for Wednesday. Oh, I forgot that Rod Stewart sang, "Do You Think I'm Sexy?"
No, mm-hmm. That's his?
Oh, yeah. So there's.
Well, that makes me sad.
Oh, Forever Young? He's got a lot of great songs. What are you talking about?
Forever Young songs.
Anyways, that's going to do it for this episode of Wednesday Interruption, number 141 for Wednesday, October the 17th, 2012. Have a fantastic week, everybody. Goodbye. I can't edit that out either.